Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, before we get back to our show that's on target for today with sexualizing our children in public schools, let me give you a twofold invitation to worship with us at First Conservative Baptist Church. This coming Sunday will be Mother's Day. We'll have a special Mother's Day message from the pulpit. I'll look forward to having you to join with us. We're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, exactly 1 mile south of I-295, right here in the heart of Mandarin. That's First Conservative Baptist Church. Special Mother's Day invitation. Come. If Mom's still living, bring Mom with you. If not, bring other family members with you. We'd love to have you come as we celebrate Mother's Day. And then on May the 15th, the following Sunday, May the 15th, we'll have in concert with us Mark V Quartet. The Mark V Quartet will be singing in concert on Sunday morning, May the 15th at 10 o'clock sharp. We'd love to have you. Let's just listen to a brief sample of some of the good gospel music that we will have on that Sunday morning.
Jesus Christ the Lord opened up the way to glory when he died to save us from a ruined state. And he asked that we shall go tell the world the story how his blood will save them from their awful fate. Jesus Christ the Lord opened up the way to heaven's gate.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what you call good gospel music. None of this rock and roll and pop goes the weasel from the bands coming out in so many of our pop-up churches today that you can't even understand the words, much less hear anything that will be honoring God. This is God-honoring music, good gospel music with the Mark V Quartet. That will be on the 15th of May, Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We'll have a wonderful time with the singers, the quartet in concert, and then we will have a pulpit message, and we're looking forward to having you to join with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the sexualization of our children in the public school. I'm looking at an article headlined by Kirk Cameron. It says, "Public schools have become public enemy number one and calls for Americans to put their faith in a homeschool awakening," in the new documentary that he's producing. Kirk Cameron is calling for Americans to put faith in homeschooling. Cameron warns that there is a need to shift to homeschooling children because the immoral things that the public school system has been teaching our children. Cameron declared, "Since the pandemic, we've been made grossly aware of the inaccurate and the immoral things that the public school system has been teaching our children and our grandchildren. And it's up to us as parents to cultivate the hearts and minds and souls of our children toward what is good, toward what is right, toward what is beautiful, toward what is moral and true. The public school system, unfortunately, has not been working with us, but actively working against us," Cameron said. "In my opinion, the public school system has become the enemy, public enemy number one." He goes on to say, and I quote, We need to take back the education of our children, because whoever controls the textbooks controls the future of our nation. Whoever's shaping the hearts and the minds and the souls of our children will determine whether or not we live in a free America, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to recognize that there is a need for parents to stand up, speak up. If you're listening today and you have sons and daughters in the public school, if your parents or if your grandparents, take that child out of the public school. Our four boys can tell you they grew up hearing dad say, I'd rather have you to grow up to be an academic dummy and know Jesus Christ and have morals and ethics and values than have all of the credentials the world has to offer and living as a immoral, ungodly, unholy individual. Ladies and gentlemen, the anti-God teachers are pushing the sodomite agenda, and they're just simply thumbing their nose at the state laws here in the state of Florida. Let me introduce this little blurb, and then we're going to introduce our next guest that is called in. Ladies and gentlemen, our local Duval County School Board, headed by Dr. Green, the superintendent of Duval County Schools, is knowingly and willfully, hear me, knowingly and willfully violating our state law and indoctrinating our children into the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. Yes, the Duval County School Board continues to teach the critical race theory. They continue to allow the pervert, pedophile, sodomite recruiting agenda to take place in our schools right here in Duval County. We'll talk about that more in a moment. I've got some documents that I want you to understand. I've got some things right off their web, the school board website here in Duval County, that was buried information that the average parent does not know that is taking place in our city, in our public schools. Ladies and gentlemen, one of our four sons that lives up in the southern tip of heaven, Greg, is on the line. Greg, go over the question or comment, please.
You know, I said the other day that neutrality is a myth, and it is. If you step back in time, early 20th century, Christians began to abandon the public education or abandon education in favor of public education. And very quickly, folks like John Dewey stepped into the breach and led the system down a socialist path. Mm-hmm. Someone's morals will prevail. Someone's morality or lack of morality will prevail. John Adams, you know, was quoted in 1798 as having said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." As you move forward down the path of public education or public miseducation, in the 60s, via Inglesby Vitale and Abington Township B. Shimp and other cases, we began to extract Christianity, morality, from the public square, particularly academia. And then today, we have a blatant injection of immorality. How did that happen? How did that happen? You know, to me, I think we had a system in the 60s and 70s where a lot of pastors were, they failed. Many called for Christians to come out from among them and be separate. And their ideology, their thought process was, don't engage the culture. You can't be salt and light and not engage the culture. You must engage the culture. Now, today you're about to discuss what's going on in Duval County public schools, government-controlled schools, mm-hmm. where the budget divided by the number of pupils puts you at about $14,000 per child per year. I had an argument years ago with a leftist within the school system, and she was DTU president at the time, Duval Teachers United, and she said, Greg, you're misquoting the numbers, because, of course, they split their budget up into a couple different pools. But you don't get to split your budget up into a couple different pools and fool the people into, oh, we're only spending $7,000 a year on academics. It's a lie. You know, when you buy an automobile, you don't get the automobile without the engine or without the tires. You get the whole automobile. That includes the buildings, the structures, the personnel, the this and that, the other thing. which puts you at about $14,000 per child per year. And I beg this question. In Jacksonville, Florida, are you getting your money's worth? Are you getting your money's worth? I would proffer to you today that you're not. You're being robbed. And they're using that money to train your children, to indoctrinate your children in ways that you would never approve if you knew the whole story.
Greg, you're exactly right. I'm looking at an article headline. Three DeVol teachers awarded the Wolfburg, that's W-O-L-F-B-U-R-G, that's important, I'll talk about it in a moment, awarded the Wolfburg Fellowship for Social Justice in Education. Now, social justice in education simply is talking about critical race theory and the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. That's the blanket term to shroud what's being taught, social justice in education. Dateline, Jacksonville, Florida. It says three DeVol County teachers have been selected as the winners of the Wolfburg Fellowship for Social Justice Education. The Wolfburg Fund for Social Justice and Education, based at Jacksonville Public Educational Fund, exists to advance the work of educators committed to social justice. It goes on to say the fellowship, that is the Wolfburg Fellowship, as they're calling it, for justice, social justice, the fellowship was established in 2020 by the Vistar Credit Union CEO, Brian Wolfburg, and his husband, hear me, Brian Wolfburg and his husband, Jake, with a mission of advancing the work of public school teachers committed to social justice in DeVol County. The pursuit of that noble yet just too often elusive promise to fulfill, to full and provide full and quality equal participation in society is personal to our family, he said, and as it's millions more, as is in millions more, said Jake and Brian Wolfburg. That's husband and husband, ladies and gentlemen, Jake and Brian Wolfburg. Greg, I'm looking at another article that says Teachers Appreciation Week. That starts today in DeVol County, May the 2nd through the 6th, and it says the Wolfburg Fellowship for Social Justice Education in DeVol County. They are looking for, and this is promoted on the DeVol County Board of Education website, Greg. It says 1,000 by 2025 coaches needed. The subtitle in this shows the picture of two gentlemen looking at a computer. Provides support and mentoring to new, diverse, hear the word, diverse male teachers in DeVol County. The Jacksonville School Board is seeking 10 diverse males, 10 diverse males, male teachers to be coaches to the new cohort of diverse male teachers in DeVol County. The article further says, a part of 1,000, as part of 1,000 by 2025 initiative to recruit, support, and retain 1,000 Black and Latino male diverse teachers, seeking 10 teachers to serve as coaches. Must identify as males in addition to being Black or Latino. That kind of ad is unconstitutional. That kind of ad, and it's on the website. If I were to try to put an ad like that in the local newspaper, if I were to say I'm looking for a Christian lady, 35 years old or older, a Christian lady that loves Jesus, that is white, or that is a particular color, that ad would be rejected because it is against the 1964 civil rights law that says you cannot discriminate. But they're doing that, and they're using the subtle terms that they must identify as males. They're using the subtle terms in relationship to the equity and to produce and to present equity and diversity. Greg, what do you think about that term? Are they shrouding something? Is there something that we need to consider further investigation on? What are your thoughts on that? Then we'll go to our caller.
Well, they're attempting to inject what the left calls intersectionality. They would like for those coaches to be gay, bisexual, or transgender, and they're injecting an immorality, an amorality that is immoral, that is also in the area that they are most likely to encounter young people in a state of undress. When I say that, you know, when I don't mean to dance around the truth here. The reality is these young folks will many times be in a gym class, and then they will go into a shower and be naked, or go into a locker room and be naked or almost naked around individuals that find themselves attracted to folks of the same sex. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Gay, bisexual, or transgender, in which case they're injecting their immorality. They're doing exactly what the Boy Scouts of America did to self-destruct, because they took homosexual pedophiles that had dismantled, destroyed the organization morally, and they kept it covered up for years. And then when everything hit the fan, they decided we have to embrace these folks, the exact same folks that caused the moral dilemma, the damage, the destruction within the organization. They embraced within the ranks of the membership and then in the ranks of the leadership. And now the organization is a fragment of its former self and the stature that it once enjoyed within our culture. Why in the world would we do that within academia? Why in the world would we subject our children to these things? Except for the agenda is an immoral, twisted, perverted agenda.
It's an agenda of recruitment into the sodomite lifestyle. In fact, the Wolfberg husband made this statement, said the fellowship is intended to provide a high-quality professional learning experience for teachers to support their leadership around issues related to social justice, diversity, and inclusion, and to encourage the retention of them as educators. The Wolfberg family and local business leaders are passionate about social justice, diversity, inclusion, allowing them to learn from each other. This article states that comes off the Duval County School Board website. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Ehrenberg, happy Monday.
Thank you. Same to you.
And it's kind of, I was just listening to you and Greg talk. This has been going on, what, 50, 60 years, somewhere around there? I mean, we've got the books for CRT to teach. Well, they had to have them bound. They had to create the books. So this has been going on for a long time. So what's the alternative? So we don't want our kids to go to public school. All right, let's take them to a private Christian school. First grade next year, $15,000 at a private Christian school in Jacksonville, Florida, for a first grade student. So my wife's sitting in line picking up our six-year-old granddaughter, thinking, this is only for wealthy people. What does the average person do? Because they have two children. So when there'll be at least $30,000 a year to go to elementary school when both of them are in there, and it's a Christian school. So it's almost like, okay, what is the alternative if they're being exposed to all this stuff in public school? And I used to say to people, you know, there's only 8 hours, if it's that they spend in school. What are they doing with the other 16 or more hours? Obviously, some for sleeping. What are their parents doing? It's almost like some of it we created ourselves, and that husband-wife working, gotta have the nice stuff. Husband-wife's working, don't really spend the time with the kids. So we'll let the kids learn their stuff from school. Mm-hmm. So it's just, we're a little frustrated in that, okay, private school, we want to send them to private school. It's going to be a Christian school. It's a really good Christian school. But it's $15,000 for one child to go. This is just first grade. So, you know, what are some of the options? I mean, you can have them homeschooled if you can qualify to do homeschool. So I'm just going to leave it at that. So,
brother, I hear you exactly what you're saying. My wife, for years and years and years, did the predominant educational prowess for our sons in school and homeschooling. Every mother, every father, whether you have credentials or not, are more qualified to teach the academics in the home with homeschooling than 2 hours a day than you'll find in sending a child to public school 8 hours a day. Greg, how do you respond to our caller's statement?
you know, the left is losing their mind today because Elon Musk is taking over Twitter and he intends to restore free speech. You know, they're losing their minds. You know, this is codified in the First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States. And I would say for believers today, for conservatives today, you need to support candidates that support school choice. And here's why. See, the left is losing their mind over the free speech thing. However, most everybody supports free speech. I mean, when you poll it and you explain to a person what free speech is and what the First Amendment says, guess what? They are for it. Well, guess what? People support school choice. Black school parents, 81% support school choice. White school parents, 71%. Hispanic school parents, 76%. Men, 83%. Women, 80% support school choice. Let the money follow the child. Let the money follow the child. Whatever the budget is on a per student basis, if that child leaves the system, let the money leave with the child and go to whatever school the moms and dads want the child to go to. Now, Amen. The left will lose their ever-loving mind, but it's something that we all are just about with unanimous support. We support it. Let the money follow the child. School choice.
Absolutely. That's spot on. Greg, hang in there. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment. We have just a few moments, and then we'll wrap up.
Yes. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you for what you're doing. God bless you. We are at a sad... I can't imagine that America has reached where it's reached. But listening to you, and of course we realize what's going on. We didn't know it, as Greg said, that it has been coming on for a long time. We didn't realize, but we have gone... It's reached at a high level now. But we know that God has the final word. The enemy... It's pulling out all the stops, because what you're talking about now, offering scholarships to young men, young teachers, that is going to incentive for them to get at it. And that will be training them, preparing them for the job of indoctrinating the children, getting control of the minds completely. So I'm glad that there is a wake up with parents, but we really need to pray. All hell is on it big time. Thank you very much, Dr. Youngblood.
Thank you, Lily. God bless you.
Thanks for the taste of the music. It's very good, very good, very happy taste. You want to enjoy it.
Amen. Thank you. Looking forward to it. Come be with us on that day. Thank you for calling, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at a portion of the website for the Duval County School Board. Buried deep into their website says LGBTQ+ programming. The Department of Education is working to make schools safe and inclusive for lesbians, gay, bisexual, transsexual, and the transgender questioning LGBTQ+ students, staff, and families. Research shows that the way a school and family responds to the LGBTQ+ youth can affect their physical health, mental health and outcome, academic outcomes, and other decision-making after life, in later life. As part of the plan to create an inclusive community, the school board continues, train school liaisons on how to build an inclusive and welcoming school community, implementing programming to support LGBTQ students, staff, and families, support groups such as Gay Straight Alliance, develop and distribute clear guidance for schools and supporting transgender and gender nonconforming members in our school community. Sponsor an annual Leading with Pride conference to build the leadership capacity of our students and faculty advisors to implement school-level LGBTQ programming. Engage with students, staff, and family to provide support and resources that will enhance awareness of LGBTQ+ identities, orientation, and expressions. Ladies and gentlemen, if that's not as clear as the knuckles on your hand, nothing is. We need to understand that, as our recent caller said, you take a child out of the public school system, you want to put him in a private Christian school. Private Christian schools have got to pay the enormous teachers' salaries that they're demanding today. Been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, know exactly what the problems are in that realm. And so they've got to charge those figures in order to pay overhead and to continue. But as Greg just said, allowing the students and the families to put their students into the school of choice and let the money follow the student rather than the school making the decision that you've got to put your child here. Looking at another article, says he's talking about one of our school board members, Charlotte Joyce, found in the LGBTQ guide being used by the schools. The guide was hidden from the school board members, and it came secretly through the superintendent's office. The sodomites sent their dictators to every teacher to threaten their jobs if they don't comply to transitioning DuVall students that they are current students using opposite-sex restrooms and transitioning at schools without parental knowledge right now in DuVall County. The next school board meeting the week from today, that is on May the 3rd, and it's at 6 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, that's tomorrow night at the school board, and the school board's telephone number is 390-2000, 390-2000. You need to be at the school board meeting. You need to, if nothing else, call and say, we will not have you indoctrinating our sons and daughters and brainwashing them. Greg, hold on a moment. I believe we have Glenn on the line. Glenn, go with your call, your question.
I know you've just got a few minutes left, but just going to bring up.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is Glenn, one of our four sons. I'm thankful that he has time to give us a call. Glenn, join in the discussion.
Well, in response to the fellow saying, you know, you got moms and dads both working and turning the kids over to school and they can't afford to send them to private school. Not everyone has to send their children to private school. They can homeschool. There are multiple homeschool groups. But it reminded me of the passage in Proverbs. Chapter 23, verses 4 and 5, it says, do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding. Cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings and fly away like an eagle toward heaven. Everybody likes to drive a new car, live in a big house, and have nice things. But could we settle for a little less if we could save our future generation and our children?
Amen.
It says in chapter 22, Proverbs, in verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he'll not depart from it. And then speaking to the issue of the school board, it says in Isaiah, it's about chapter 5, verse 20, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. And it goes on to say, basically, in verse 24, therefore, as the fire devours stubble and the flame consumes the chaff, so their root will be as rottenness and their blossom will ascend like dust, because they have rejected the law of the Lord of hosts and despised the word of the Holy One. And then in Proverbs 6:18, it reminds us that pride comes before a fall and a haughty spirit before destruction, excuse me. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. But pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Our nation, America, is falling. What do they call it when a group of the homosexuals and lesbians get together for a march? What do they call that march? They call it the Pride March. They call it the Pride March. It's the ultimate thumbing your nose in the face of God, perverting that which he's created to make it something else.
Absolutely.
Which they want to put in the face of everybody else and force our children to create and groom for them a future of pedophiles.
Yes. And Glenn, thank you so much for calling. Greg, thank you for joining us today. Our time is gone. I wish we had more time, but ladies and gentlemen, join us next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.